latest team news from clubcall.com. These Wednesday's Manchester City headlines. City will step up their bid for Tottenham defender Kyle Walker after Dani Alves snubbed a move to the Etihad Stadium. City looked to be in the box seat to sign Alves on a free transfer after he was released from his contract with Juventus, but he's turned down the chance to link up with Pep Guardiola once more. The 34-year-old will instead sign for PSG, who have called a press conference on Wednesday to announce his signing. The news comes as a huge blow to Guardiola, who is desperately in need of full-backs following a summer clear-out and he was banking on getting Alves. Guardiola was hoping to sign both Alves and Walker and will now step up his attempts to sign the Spurs man to ensure he doesn't suffer a double blow. Tottenham are willing to cash in, but want City to match their £45 million valuation following the Alves snub. That could well happen. Elsewhere, and City have agreed a deal with Vasco da Gama to sign one of the rising stars of Brazilian football, Douglas Luiz, for £10 million. The Brazil under-20 midfielder is expected to be loaned to the La Liga outfit Girona, a club who will soon come under the control of City Football Group. City have tracked the 19-year-old for the past few months and reportedly sealed the signing on Saturday. Douglas was suspended for Vasco's match against Flamengo, which was played that day, and their coach told the media he was injured after it was revealed he wouldn't travel to face Vitória this week. He doesn't currently qualify for a UK work permit, but City will hope he can develop during his loan stint in Spain and one day make the move to Manchester. And finally, Joe Hart still waiting to learn if he'll be left behind when City travel to the US next week. The England goalkeeper turned up in a good mood for the first day of pre-season training at the Etihad campus, but the 30-year-old was given no indication by Guardiola as to whether he'll be included in the party which heads across the Atlantic for the upcoming matches against Manchester United, Real Madrid and Barcelona in the International Champions Cup.